Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. I got your host, James. I'm joined by Seth Habhager.
Morning, everyone.
And we're now joined by our good friend, Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Paul, how's your weekend looking? You got anything fun going on?
Try and enjoy some of the fall leaves here before they're gone, right?
Good on you, Paul. Yeah. Good plan right there. What does Mother Nature have in store? What does she have planned?
Yeah, not quite ideal weather for leaf peeping as we may like, but still going to be some chilly conditions and still going to be seeing a few of those light precipitation threats on and off. And I already have been seeing some snow showers off to the northwest across the state. This morning, and some of that band may hold enough to get us some snow showers before we finish out the morning, and then some rain or snow showers later on today still, with the highs at about 42. For tonight, still chance for a rain shower, maybe a little mixed precip into the evening, 29. And then Saturday with more cloudiness and a chance for a late day shower. High temperatures at about 49. 34 clouds Saturday night. Mid-40s on Sunday with a late-day shower chance again. Upper 20s on Sunday night. And then Monday and Tuesday, still cold but quiet in the next week. Highs around 40 on Monday. Mid-20s Monday night. 43 Tuesday. And then mid-40s Wednesday, maybe a 50 back here by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Always appreciate the time, Paul. You have yourself a great weekend. We'll meet back here Monday.
Sounds good. You too.
Again, a big shout out to our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Best in the business. Love catching up with Paul there, even when he has to tell us forecasts like that.
Yes.
We still love our friends over there.
He used the S word.
Yeah.
The S word, he used it. No.
I heard yesterday, November, like the first week of November is usually where we get that first bit of the S word.
The white stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So it's coming one way or another.
It is.
You know?
I know.
The only reason I don't like it early is because of something Paul was touching on there. We don't get these trees looking this way for very long. Just give us this, Mother Nature.
Just a little bit longer.
Just a little bit.
Snow in October is just so wrong to me.
Yeah.
November's fine. I can handle November, but man.
So many Halloweens where I'm walking around getting like you want candy. You know how bad kids want candy.
Yes.
Where they're walking around in some of the weather that we have to.
Snow suits and yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have as much of that as we used to with kids. A lot of parents worry about, their kids bopping around and those things. So we've seen a huge increase in Halloween parties and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's great. And it also keeps kids indoors and not outside
in the cold,
sick,
right?
In the cold. So I do wonder if we're getting closer and closer to that day where, boy, remember when we were kids or our kids' kids even are talking about, our parents used to go house to house begging for candy, and kids being like, well, that's crazy. Who would do that?
Who would do that? Yeah. Are you nuts?
I don't say that happily. I think that's one of those things that the innocence of society that exists. There's innocence for individuals, innocence for children, teenagers, adults, all these things. We all understand that childhood starts to go away as your innocence starts to go away, as the world becomes more real to you.
Yeah,
that is happening with this event. Really, and it happens with some events. There's other things that we don't do anymore that we look back on and we're like, geez, smoking in airplanes, like things like this. Like
smoking indoors anywhere, restaurants,
And I'm a former smoker, so I'm not even picking on it or anything like that. We adjust in society.
We do. But that's one, the smoking thing, that's fine. We can lose that.
Two very different things.
Yeah, but for the kids losing trick-or-treating, which was always a highlight.
Yeah.
I know when we were kids, at least for where I was, that was always a big thing. Trick-or-treating was so much fun.
Yeah.
And that's something we always look forward to.
We're going to be doing Misty's Many Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. I thought this would be a perfect segue into it. Old man names for girls is starting to be a trend.
Old man names?
Yep. A lot of young girls being named Ulysses. No, I'm joking.
really old.
Really old. Old man names for girls, this trend, people aren't even adjusting them. They're just like, wouldn't Otto be a great name for a girl?
Hmm.
And that is the newest baby name trend.
Right.
The baby name site Nameberry went through their internal data to predict trends for 2023, and this is the most unique and fun one they've come across ever in their industry.
Wow.
And they're not the only ones that are touching in on this. Like, yeah, we noticed this too, and we think it's weird. Also, all these other baby name places,
yeah,
and
right,
books and stuff. Mm-hmm. So a few they think could be more popular next year that have already been used for young girls: Max, Ira, Lenny, Ozzy, Rudy, Arlo, Clark, Gene, Jasper, Ray, Murphy, Teddy, and Lou.
Hmm.
And if we have any of our seniors out there that have been are listening to this segment, waking up with us, we wish them a good morning.
Yeah.
If you were like half out of the room, half in and half listening, we just said your name, I'm so sorry. I apologize if you felt like, oh, did you call me?
Yeah.
Did I win something?
Now, I want to say something about that, those names that you just read.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are not necessarily names that have never been used for girls.
Yeah.
There was always a few outliers of like that. It would be more surprising to me if you know, there are a couple of James out there. That
yeah.
one, because
yeah.
those tend to have a much stronger connotation. John,
yeah.
you know, the real Michael.
Yeah.
And there's a few again out there. But that if those became trends, that would be more interesting to me, because those are like, you know, the very, very traditional male names,
yeah.
you know, that get passed down, as you are an example of, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So some of these, a lot of these, yeah, yeah, traditionally, but I think they're good enough for everything. And yeah, I'm gonna be that guy right now.
Mm.
Okay, these words don't really have a
yeah.
gender to them.
No, no.
You could actually name your child anything you
I
want.
I mean, yeah, as a
yeah.
you know, throw a rock at a celebrity and you'll find one
yeah.
that have named their kid Apple or
exactly,
something.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah,
yeah. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Here are a few more baby name trends that could take off next year. Objective names. A few they've seen rise in the rankings include Brave, Epic, Glorious, Icy, Sincere, Supreme, Wild, Heavenly, mm-hmm. Savvy, Legendary as a boy's name, and Powerful as a girl's name.
Wow.
No high expectations there.
Yeah. Great. Put your kids behind the eight ball right before they're even conscious of what they are.
I mean, there's a part of me that likes these in like TV shows and movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have a problem with it or anything. But
you know,
like, in real life, it's...
I'm kicking myself because when Roan went this summer to like a STEM thing, you know, down in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And his roommate had a name like that, but I cannot remember what it was. It was really cool, though. He had a really one of those, you know, like epic something like
yeah,
that. I can't remember what it was, but it was really cool. I was like, wow, that's kind of neat. I didn't realize there's like a trend going on with that.
I don't mind the idea. It doesn't bother me. And
mm-hmm.
I do worry about that part of it, the expectations, that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So I can't talk. I named my kid after a river, so, you know.
my daughter's middle name that I got to pick out is Rain. I mean,
yeah.
Epic maximalist names, like ones you'd expect to see in House of Dragon or Game of Thrones,
mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings, but not in real life. Lysander, Octavius, Percivus,
mm-hmm.
Valerina,
mm-hmm.
You know, these kind of things.
Yeah, right, like fantasy type names.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I actually think that works on a lot of levels.
It does, yeah.
They're very, those kind of names are almost tailor-made. Valerina, Val.
Oh, yeah, for nicknames,
you know,
right?
Octavius, Ock, you know, Tavo.
You're always looking for the nickname.
I'm always looking for the nickname. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. That's all my dad. I'm a poor man's version of my father, the older I get.
Yep.
Cowboy names. They're trending for boys because of all the new Western shows like Yellowstone and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
A few that could jump in the rankings next year include Abbott, Boone, Briggs, Dutton, Huck, Rhett, and Tex.
I don't mind those names. I kind of like those
names. I got
no problem
with those.
They're kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with those. I would say if you're going to name your kid Tex, be from Texas.
Yeah, otherwise there's going to be a lot of confusion. There will be, yeah.
I met a kid out in California whose first name was Chicago. and he had never stepped foot in the Midwest, let alone Chicago. And he hated his name, not because he hated the city. He just, every time he would say his name to somebody, oh, you must love Chicago.
Or from Chicago.
Yeah, oh, your family must love Chicago. Not only him, his whole family. Nobody had ever set any foot in Chicago. Why his parents named him this, he had no idea. Didn't really find
That's
out.
That's got to be frustrating. Yeah.
Four-letter names that end with the letter I for girls like Gigi, Joni, Kiki, Lenny, Nori, Mimi. For boys, Ravi, Tavi, Indy, Esri.
Nice. Okay.
So a lot of I-ending names.
I-endings. Mm. Good rhyming names there.
Yeah.
So you're going to write poetry to them. It's a little easier.
Yes. It'll also be very much easier to pick on them because of the rhyming.
Yeah, that's true.
Every kid had the word. It has to rhyme, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
If you name your kid Veronica, that's the way to do it because harmonica is the only thing that rhymes with it. So there you go. Yeah.
Name your kid Orange.
Orange,
kid.
Yeah.
Names with the letter X for boys: Bronx, Felix, Hendrix, Fox, Rex, Ajax, and Huxley. For girls: Pixie, Trixie, Moxie, Jinx.
Jinx. I like Jinx. That's
too.
A cool name.
I do too.
I like that one. Yeah. And that's old school too. That's that one that goes way back. A lot of those do go way back too. That they're not new names. They've been used before. Trixie. That's another good one.
Yeah. Our good friend Allie, who used to hang out with us in the mornings here and everything, named her boy Hendrix. I think that's a great name.
That's a good one.
That's a really good name. Blue-green names.
Blue-green names?
Like Emerald, Forest, Indigo, Azura.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I hear you.
Cyan, Navy, and Ocean.
Okay, blue depth. That's a lot of blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually the only name, the name you would hear most for male children, red.
Oh,
you would hear red a lot and maybe a few other ones, but that's interesting. They've turned to blue.
That was one of my nicknames for my ex-wife because she had red hair.
Yeah.
And I remember saying that we were at I think we were getting our car fixed or something like that. And we're sitting there in the, waiting area.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her that. And there was a guy that was there. And it must have been his name because I called her twice. And he turned around twice. Yeah, both times like you had said his name. And I after the first time, I was like, oh, I'm not going to do that again. But I think because it was in my head, I called her it just anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
Names that are so out of style, they're cool again. Like James. No, I'm joking. It's not on the list.
No.
Eddie, Hank, Jeannie, Marcy, Sandy, Sonny, Ferris, Dustin, and Todd.
Those are so out of... Really? Those are... I'm sorry. No, the only time you can say that if it's like Mildred...
Yeah.
If Mildred ever comes back, then we know we're there because that is like the name... That's like one of the names that I don't think... I didn't think, I shouldn't say anything because you never know what's going to happen. But if Mildred comes back, then we can say those are way out of style. Then I'll believe it.
Especially to young parents out there and everything, this is an exciting thing to be able to do to name your child and stuff. There's a lot of, I don't know. I don't want to say necessarily pressure, but for lack of a better word, pressure on these things.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my mom and dad dealt with this with me and my ex-wife and I dealt with this with our son, James, James Cavan. We call him Cavan mostly, or I call him JC or what have you, but... the idea, do we want to do this? Do we want to put this on him and that?
Mm-hmm.
And my Jewish guilt kicked in, and yes, I'm going to put it on him. Because if it stops, it'll stop with him. I did my job. I kept it going. Now it's on him. If he wants to end it, that's fine. That's his business. I'll support him either way. But now the guilt's on him. Now,
I do have one recommendation for young parents out there. Mm. If you are going to – and this is just to help a lot of issues because it still comes up. A lot of people out there know Beth's name isn't Beth.
Yeah.
Her actual first name is Dorothy. Her middle name is Elizabeth, but she's always been called Beth.
Hmm.
I would recommend don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay? By making their middle name, their what you call them, because it confuses everything. We just recently had an issue with insurance because they called her Beth and not Dorothy.
Yeah.
And this causes issue, and it's been her whole life. I mean, she's had to deal with this. So just to save a little, trouble. Just don't do that.
Yeah,
don't do that.
I hear you. And I mean, certainly have fun with it, embrace it, and yeah. all those things. Just, you know, I ask every parent to do this, and I don't know if they've done this, if you do this or not as parents or anything. I never read it in a book or anything, but I walked around a day thinking of my name being my daughter's or, you know, Isabel, or that kind of thing.
Okay.
Bria's mom picked her name out, and I love it. And Bria Ann is her name, and both my grandmother's names were Ann.
Yeah.
And I believe Chris's grandmother had, I think, either way, Ann had certainly a meaning in both families.
Right.
So that really worked. And Bria is a beautiful name, so I'm very happy with that. With Isabel was the one that was the really like, oh, what do we, her name is Isabel Rain, and her middle name Rain is like a king or a queen's reign.
Ah, R-E-I-G. Okay, yeah.
But we love the play on it. It's you know, spelling it the way we spelled it and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked around thinking, if I'm a young girl, how am I going to feel? My name is Isabel Rain. And, you know, worked out great. Worked out good. She's an Izzy. That's who she is.
That's right,
I mean,
exactly.
That's who she is. She's my raindrop. But it is one of those things that I didn't want to assume that, especially for young girls. And when it's opposite sex than you. For a woman, thinking what it's like for a young boy to walk around with that, it's good for us to do that from time to time, to think about that, to think about what our kids are going to go through.
Yep.
I mean, that's the job. That's the job,
true.
People. It ceases being your life and all that once you start to, you decide to have sex. Once you've decided to agree with that bargain, which is a good bargain.
It's a good bargain.
It's just one you should be very, very, very aware of before you dive into it.
It only takes once.
It only takes once.
You're living proof. It only takes once.
Not to be too TMI here at everybody, but my youngest, Isabel.
Yep.
My ex-wife and I weren't even together. Just leave it at that. Yep. Kids are going to happen.
Honeymoon. Our first honeymoon, baby.
Nice.
There he is.
See? Yep. We'll take a break before getting more trouble. We'll come back and have some more fun. Mornings on WFHR. You and I usually get this one.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
And it feels like the bumper is just kind of like, oh, it's Seth and James. I'll give him the 8-bit, the video game one. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, everybody. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We really appreciate our friends over at Misty's Menu. Mm-hmm. Support local, buy local, and get some good food in your life, everybody.
Absolutely.
Get on over to Misty's.
Pie.
Yes, there you go.
Pie.
Thank you for mentioning that, Seth. I haven't mentioned it in a while.
Yeah.
It's really actually really well played by you. If you are celebrating a birthday or birthday, get on over there. Let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Yep.
It's delicious, a really cool thing they do.
Delicious pie.
They've been doing that for so long, too. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I wonder how many slices of pie they've handed out over the decades. That's incredible. I would love to. Like, I don't even know where you would even a ballpark like number to throw out there.
No. Mm-mm.
Big good morning to our friends at Misty's Menu. We have a bunch of names on the list today. I want to thank the audience for getting us these. Keep them coming, everybody.
Good job.
Send your birthdays and anniversaries to info@WFHR.com or James@WFHR. You can like our Facebook page and direct message us that way as well. Morse code, smoke signals. What's the flag thing, Seth?
Semaphore flags.
Yep. Yeah, do whatever you got to do. Get us your birthdays.
Right out the window here. Yes. We can see you.
Yes. Yeah. We're actually really well. We can really read that.
Yeah.
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
Seth, I got to make you work a little bit this
morning. Okay, that's all right. Let's do it.
Give me a one or a two.
Let's go two today for that one.
Okay. All right. That's funny. And a one through four.
Ooh. I have four. Don't get to go there very much, so I'm going to go with four.
Yeah, there you go. Good number. All right. That gets us to our qualifiers, so we get to dive right into the birthdays to kick things off for today, October 14th. Wishing a very happy birthday to Jessica Gallmeyer.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Jess, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for
you.
Also want to wish a very happy birthday to our former colleague, one of our favorite people that we've gotten to work with in this industry, Miss Heather Sayers.
Heather Sayers, happy birthday. She's wonderful. We'll get to it a little bit later, but of course she's in the show with us. She's done a great job. And saying someone is a nice person is kind of like damning with faint praise.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, they're a nice person. She is a genuinely lovely person. I mean, you cannot spend 10 minutes and not be smiling with Heather. That's how good she is.
There are a handful of people I know that just even being around them, or if I don't, like when Heather was working in the building here, her and Steph be over there, I hear them talking or laughing or something, and even if I don't interact with her, I'm smiling.
Yep.
Like, that's how powerful her genuineness is.
Yes.
She just, if you've met Heather, you know everything we're talking about here.
Yep.
She's one of my favorite people I've ever met in this industry, mm-hmm. and love working with her. She used to join us for the Wisconsin Rapid City Times, yep. over at the back fence.
Yep.
Then, of course, worked here for quite a while.
Yep.
And enjoyed that time so much.
It was great.
Very happy for her now. I mean, yeah. And everything that's working. And you know Heather's work. Not only, you know, did we just get done talking to her about the Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest.
Right, exactly.
That sort of thing. But her work is well known, whether you know it was her or not.
Right.
Incredible human being.
She runs the Nakusa Community Center, mm-hmm. or as it's also known as, Heather's Place.
Yeah.
She actually has signs up. She showed me last
night. It's awesome.
That's great.
It's awesome. Have a great birthday, Heather. Enjoy. Yeah. Celebrate all weekend long. And you're a qualifier because you don't work here anymore. Although it does feel like she still does. It does.
It does, yeah.
Just in the sense that, you know, we miss her. So we
do.
You know. Heather, have a great day.
Yes.
Looking at our Saturday's birthdays and anniversaries, we have first up celebrating a birthday, Jane Deering.
Jane, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Jane. Mm-hmm. J-A-Y-N-E. I've always liked that spelling of Jane.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Very happy anniversary. Happy 28th anniversary to Mark and Jody Lubeck.
Mark and Jody, congratulations.
Mark and Jody, happy 28th anniversary.
Do we have anything for that one?
No. There's 25th and then 30th. For the 25th, it's silver.
Right.
And for the 30th, it's diamond.
Diamond comes early.
Yeah, in between that.
Between silver rock. And a diamond?
Yeah, rock is in between those.
Cordite, I don't know.
Yeah, right, yeah. And then celebrating their 29th anniversary, Bill and Amy Siepel.
Bill and Amy.
Siepel.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary to you, too.
Enjoy your 29th, you guys.
28, 29. You're getting close to 30. That's a good one.
Not to be outdone, celebrating their 39th anniversary, our qualifiers for Saturday, Doug and Suzanne Berg.
Doug and Suzanne, congratulations. Happy anniversary. Congratulations for qualifying as well.
Yeah. I see for the 35th, it's Coral or Jade for a 35th wedding anniversary. No. For the 40th, it's a Ruby.
It's a ruby. Oh, okay.
So, Doug, keep an eye out for rubies.
Yes. You've got a year. You've got a year to get that ready.
Yes. Congratulations, you two. Yes. Happy 39th. And again, as Seth said, you're our qualifiers.
Nice.
And then on Sunday, just one person to be able to put the spotlight on. We want to wish a very happy 68th birthday to Sam Johnson.
Sam, happy birthday. Good job. Keep going.
Yeah.
We're cheering you on.
Absolutely.
When you get into anytime after 65, you know, we want you to stay around as long as possible so we can celebrate every birthday with you.
Keep on going, man.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Looking at our celebrity list, Rowan Blanchard is 21. He's Alex on Snowpiercer, Adam's girlfriend Jackie on The Goldbergs, and Riley Matthews on Girl Meets World.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, yeah. Now I know who she is. Yeah, okay. Yep, yep.
Usher is 44.
Usher's 44?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Usher, I'm a little surprised that he's 44 too. Yeah.
First of all, he doesn't look it.
No.
He's one of those lucky ones.
That ain't fair. No. Just if you know anything about Usher, you know that the guy is incredibly talented.
Oh, absolutely.
Singing, dancing, he can do it all.
Producing,
he's a good writer, good producer.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if it's as common. I believe he is the nephew of Ben Vereen.
Oh, he
There's
is.
Some relation.
There's connection there.
There's definitely a connection. They're definitely related. I just don't know that. I can't remember exactly how they're related.
All that talent, man.
Yeah, right.
That's a talented family. Wow.
And like in the least shocking things I could tell you that Usher is related to Ben Vereen.
That's exactly.
James. Natalie Maines is 48, formerly of the Dixie Chicks, now just the Chicks.
Oh, another chick. Just recently had another one.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Such good harmonizers.
Oh, she's a great singer. Oh, my goodness.
Steve Coogan is 57. The tiny Roman soldier, Octavius, in Night at the Museum. The neurotic director in Tropic Thunder. Stan Laurel in Stan and Ollie. Steve Coogan's very talented.
He is one of those character actors that you see in so many things. Hey, it's that guy. You know,
yes,
he's one of those actors. Yep.
One of my favorite actresses growing up, I just love her work and think she's just awesome. Lori Petty is 59.
Oh, wow.
She was recently Lolly in Orange is the New Black. She was Kit Keller in A League of Their Own.
One of my favorite movies.
Such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love her in Tank Girl.
Tank Girl was classic.
Tank Girl, I don't care if anybody likes that movie or not. Yep. If I'm the only person in the world, I love that movie, and it's all because of Lori Petty.
She carries the entire movie. I mean, literally. I mean, she's like there the entire time. It's all about, yeah, it's a really cool movie.
I've said this before, because when I first saw the character of Harley Quinn from the DC universe and everything, I thought, well, Brittany Murphy, like that's who should play that. Brittany Murphy would have been the perfect Harley Quinn. Nothing against Margot Robbie, but I think she would have been perfect. If she was younger, Lori Petty would have been the perfect Harley Quinn.
Oh, she would have knocked it out of
the
park.
She'd make a good Joker. She'd make a good, like, I mean,
if they wanted to, like, do a gender swap on that,
she would
be amazing. That, for me, it was always those eyes.
Yeah.
Those piercing blue eyes that she has. And I'm going to geek out just a little bit. Mm. She even appeared, like, when she was at the height of her fame in the 90s, she actually appeared on a Star Trek Voyager's episode as a guest star. Wow. And she, it's an amazing performance because she hardly speaks at all in it. And it's all just, you know, physical acting, and she does a great job. I mean, amazing actor.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that. Huh. Taking a look at some others. Thomas Dolby is 64. He's blinded by science.
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 Thomas Dolby turned out to, you know, as Seth talked about during, rock history, when we used to do this, Thomas Dolby turning into a really big producer.
He became a very big producer. He was always one to experiment in the studio anyway.
Here's one for your dad, Seth. Justin Hayward is 76, rock and roll Hall of Famer, Moody Blues lead singer.
Yep. Great songwriter. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I mean, his songwriting is underrated, really.
Him and John Lodge, the core of the Moody Blues. I mean, all the guys wrote songs, but they were the core, and they wrote some really cool, amazing songs. I've been going through their catalog recently. Mm. Man, they were good.
Yeah.
Very underrated in an interesting way, even though they were very popular. Man, they were good.
And then some people no longer with us. And again, one of those days where just legends all around. Ralph Lauren is 83, fashion designer.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Roger Moore, born on this day in 1927, passed away in 2017. I'm sorry, everybody. Ralph Lauren is 83 today. He's not passed.
Oh, okay.
That's a fine on me.
Ralph is still there.
That's a big fine on me. Sir Roger Moore, born on this day in 1927, passed away in 2017. James Bond from 73 to 85. I do believe the longest running James Bond.
I believe that's correct, yes.
After Sean Connery, before Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig, a lot of people, that's their James Bond.
That was it. My dad was, it was funny, the first time he came out and he saw that he was going to be the new James Bond. At that point, he was known for The Saint.
Right.
The TV show. And he's like, what's The Saint doing being a James Bond? Oh, wait. Well, he made everyone forget about The Saint after that.
Isn't that funny, too? Because he was so well known for that.
Yes, he was.
And now there's barely anybody that thinks
that remembers him as The Saint, right? Yeah.
One of my favorites, Harry Anderson, born on this day in 1952, passed away way too young in 2018. Judge Harry Stone on Night Court. Also incredible stand-up comedian. Never gets the credit he deserves for a stand-up comedy. It is so hard to be able to combine comedy with other things. Prop comedy, ventriloquism, you know, these things.
Magic.
Harry could do it. And he did it so smoothly. Mm-hmm. Harry didn't go up there as, I'm the great, magnificent Harry Anderson or whatever. He'd go up there like any other standard comic. He's got his little, you know, fedora on, his glasses, and he's talking to the audience. He's playing cards games with them and doing card tricks and stuff in his suit, and just like most magicians leaned into the magician part. And like the amazing Jonathan, I think.
I know what you're talking about.
Underrated comedian that we grew up seeing and stuff. One of those guys. Like, but he was more heavy. Penn and Teller is probably the greatest example.
Oh, yes.
This.
Yep.
Very heavy on the magic. Bit of comedy throughout certainly. Mm-hmm. Harry Anderson, much more that perfect line of the balance of comedy and magic.
Yep.
Just really good stand-up comedian. Was a really good
stand-up. Yes, and of course, I think most people remember him. Of course, nice Night Court, your show. But Dave's World, that was on for several years.
That's right.
I want to give a shout-out to Harry Anderson, something he did not do a lot of, but it showed he could be a serious actor. The TV miniseries The Shining.
Yep.
He was in that, and man, did he do a good job on that. I mean, because I was like, whoa, Harry Anderson. And I was like blown away by how good he was.
I'll probably see the newest versions of it or whatever one day. I haven't seen him yet, in part because, not against the actors of the movies, but part because of that miniseries, the TV one.
Kids our age, man. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That freaked me out, man.
Scared. I was terrified by that.
Nothing scared me as a kid,
yeah,
especially with movies and TV shows, because I was so burnt out by the time I got to be that age. And that one was something about that one.
Tim Curry. I'm telling you, Tim Curry.
It is the great, the legend of Tim Curry.
Yes.
You don't need great special effects. You don't need to be able to do all these things when you got Tim Curry right there. Just let him be Tim Curry and he'll freak you out.
Yes, he will.
And one more name to mention for today, the great former president Dwight Eisenhower, born on this day in 1890, passed away in 1969.
I like Ike.
Yep. We ought to be thankful. You know,
yeah.
It's so darn easy to have hindsight. And say this president should have done this president should have done that and everything. Were you in his shoes? Were you there? Did you grow up a part of it? Do you know all that? Do you think you really know everything that he knew in that time?
Yep.
I don't see why it's so hard for society, for some people to be able to balance these things. Yes, maybe a person had some negatives. They also had some positives and being able to take them as being, guess what, a human being.
Surprising.
Like the rest of us.
I think that was almost a step down for him, going to the presidency, considering what he did as a general.
Yep.
And what he had to, the logistic, everything he had to pull together to be the great general that he was. I mean, yeah, if nothing else, if you didn't like him as a president, give him credit for that, because he was an amazing general.
Right on. I'm certainly very thankful
for
his military prowess.
Yes,
very. I may be a little biased about that one, but I'd like to think any American would be, but
you know,
certainly as a Jew. Looking at some people's birthdays for Saturday, tomorrow, Richard Carpenter will be 76, of course, of the Carpenter.
Yes, indeed.
Penny Marshall's birthday would have been tomorrow. Great director. We were just talking about A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
She directed it.
Penny Marshall.
Of course. She did Jumpin' Jack Flash, underrated movie. Love that movie. I know it's not very good, but I love that movie.
I'm with you. It's not a bad movie. Good Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Yes, it is. She had like a 9 or 10 movies like at a stretch there that all came out like back to back.
Yep.
That was one of them. Mm-hmm. And of course, Penny Marshall, well known as Laverne and Laverne and Shirley. Let's see. And then I wanted to take just a quick look at Sunday. I got a couple of really good ones on Sunday. Naomi Osaka is 25. Tennis great.
Oh, okay.
So I wish her the best. I hope she keeps, she can get her game back. More comfortable in the public eye and everything.
Mm-hmm.
John Mayer is 45 on Sunday.
He and Usher are about the same age.
That's interesting.
Interesting. Okay.
The second greatest bass player I've ever seen live, Flea, is 60 on Sunday. Awesome bass player, also a great songwriter, multiple instruments. I saw Flea come out and play the trumpet at part of an encore.
Yep.
And Flea also provided the bass line for Young MC's classic Bust a Move. That's all Flea. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus a noted actor, little parts here and there. He's done some good stuff.
I mean, better than average.
Yeah.
You know, not going to win an award or anything. Doesn't need to. He does a good job. I just saw him in, what did we just see him in?
Star Wars.
It was Andor, wasn't it?
No, it was in Boba Fett. Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. He did a good job.
He did. Yeah. Good, yeah. Small part, but he did good with it.
Speaking of good actors, Tim Robbins is 64 on Sunday. Shawshank Redemption. I mean.
Bull Durham. I mean, come on, man.
So many movies, Tim Robbins.
If you want to see, and a director too, by the way, if you want to see one of his underrated films, watch The Cradle Will Rock. He directed that. It's got a huge cast in it. Great. It's a great movie. It's a lot of fun.
It's one of my like cult favorites.
Yes.
That, we were talking about cult. That's one of those ones, Cradle Will Rock, because of the cast. Back then, like now it's not as big of a deal, but at that time to see a cast like that huge, like with 20, 30 stars in it and everything.
Yep,
it's like,
Bill Murray.
I mean, it's so good.
It's got Jack Black before he became, you know, Jack Black. So I guess we can blame Tim Roth. No, I'm kidding. I'm not, but I kid Jack Black.
One more birthday to mention in for Sunday, and that is the great Angela Lansbury, who we just lost.
Yeah.
She would have been 97.
Amazing woman.
Yeah. We will take a break, and we'll play some Melissa's News. But one more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Jessica Goldmeyer, to our qualifier today, Heather Sayers. Heather, enjoy your day. You see Heather, wish her a good day, everybody.
Happy birthday, Heather.
On Saturday, wishing a happy birthday to Jane Deering. Happy 20th anniversary to Mark and Jody Lubeck. Happy 29th anniversary to Bill and Amy Seipel. Yep. And a happy 39th anniversary to our qualifiers, Doug and Suzanne Berg.
Congratulations to all of you.
And Sunday, happy 68th birthday to Sam Johnson.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Celebrate with our friends at Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get there and wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What we're going to do right now, Seth and I, is play a famous kids theme song for you. A kids song from a TV show, from a kids TV show.
Yeah.
We'll play that. And as long as you have not won anything in 30 days, call up at 424-2600. Let us know what TV show this is from.
All right.
We've been having some fun doing this. This will be our last day of doing the kids theme songs. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're going to focus a little more on Halloween.
Halloween.
So let's have some fun with this one, everybody. And let's go ahead and play this for you right now. Oh, that might give it away right there.
You see anyone?
Here he comes, here comes Speed Racer.
Oh,
that didn't give it away. I don't know what
gave
will.
It away, so.
424-2600. Okay, all right. So not seeing any calls for that one. That's
really?
All right. That's all right. I had a backup. Okay, we have one more. Okay, let's go ahead and take it. See if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
It could have been Speed Racer.
That's right.
I feel like that's a pretty good one. Yeah, I think you got that.
Got Speed Racer.
Nicely done, sir. There is a winning crowd to let you know that you won. Congratulations. So not 100% confident on that one, but a good guess.
Well, kind of gave it away at the end.
It kind of did.
Which is okay.
Yeah, because we're not trying to stump people here.
No.
We want to get some Culver's to you. So who do I have on the phone? What's your first name, sir?
This is Timothy.
Thanks so much, Timothy. We appreciate it. So are you calling from Rapids?
Yeah.
I thought so. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tim, we haven't talked to you in a while. It's great to have you call up again. Thanks so much for listening and playing along.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Tim, hang on the line. I'm going to get some information from you, and I'll get you my agent's contact information because you are our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Good to talk to Tim there. That was great. Since this was the last week we were doing this, I wanted to do that one. Seth fell in love with the idea of doing Speed Racer yesterday, so I wanted to do Speed Racer, and it worked out.
It did. It worked out okay.
But I got to play my backup. I think this may be my favorite kids theme song of all time.
Okay. It's a good one. It's a good one. I'm with you there.
And you got to have that at the end, down in Fraggle Rock. You got to get that part.
Yeah, I love that. I never noticed before the bass part there. Down in Fraggle Rock. Boom.
Yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
So 70s. Yeah. It's so, I love it so much. Gosh, but Jim Henson, man.
Yep.
We're going to talk to Timothy. We'll come back. We'll get into some more fun stuff. Bush Light is up to something interesting.
Oh,
we'll get into that and plenty more coming up for you right here. Mornings on WFHR. Ooh, good one. Nicely done, Seth. This got definitely a Halloween vibe to it. I wouldn't have thought of it, but yeah, you're so right. Oh yeah, spooky.
Yes, spooky.
Absolutely. Good choice. Seth and James here with you at 8:53. Sending a shout out to Tim out there, who is our newest star of the day. Thanks for listening and playing along. Be listening next Friday. We'll do it all over again.
Yep.
Halloween themes next couple of weeks.
Halloween
here.
Stuff, yes.
So we could build up to All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
We'll have some fun with that. But I really had a blast with the kids' theme songs. We'll do that again next year to celebrate the kids getting back to school.
That's right.
Thanks a lot to the audience. Everybody played along with that a lot. Had a lot of fun with it. I got a bunch of suggestions and everything. Just got a bunch of texts about Fraggle Rock. That was good. That was good.
That's good.
If you want an honest take on something, ask a 3-year-old. Then prepare yourself for brutal honesty like you've never heard in your life.
You got it.
There's tons of people that walk around and they can't wait to tell you, yeah, I tell it like it is. And my friends like me because I tell it like it is.
Sure.
Yeah, and sure you do. Then you meet a 4 or 5-year-old. And then you're like, no, that's who tells it like it is.
Yep.
Why are you wearing that hat? Why are you bringing that? Why are you doing this? Why they mm-hmm. don't? There is no filter.
Nope.
And there is not a question that they are not going to ask. Now, I was fortunate my mom and dad embraced that because mm-hmm. I was one of those little kids, like majority of little kids out there. And hopefully there's a lot of that. There's a lot of parents that embrace that with kids. It can be embarrassing, yes.
Sure.
9 times out of 10, it's another adult, and they understand that's a child.
Right. You know, they don't. And besides, they'll be a teenager, and you can embarrass them back then.
Exactly.
So you get a chance.
Exactly. Hey, you can even do it when they're in their early 20s, trust me. A new study found parents tell kids to always tell the truth, but don't actually want them to be that honest. And you might be sending mixed signals by pushing them for it. Researchers found it's tough for kids to figure out the level of honesty that's socially acceptable.
Right.
One example is opening a gift they don't like. Adults know it's okay to lie in that situation or pretend you like it more than you do. But a little kid might see something like, I don't want this, it's ugly. Mm-hmm. And because we tell them to be honest, they don't get why that's wrong.
Mm.
Then they're totally confused when your parents get angry or embarrassed about it when they were being honest.
It's very confusing, yeah.
The study also found other adults also tend to judge kids in those moments, which is totally unfair and the exact opposite of being a grown adult.
Exactly.
If you're getting mad at a child, look in the mirror and look at your driver's license and look at your age. That's a kid. A kid's going to be a kid.
Yeah.
Whether you have patience or not, whether you're your kids or not, I don't care. You're an adult. That's part of what get you the responsibility you take on when you get older.
If you are offended by a kid telling you the truth, I think you've got bigger issues. Well said.
Yeah. The study also found that it takes time to learn how to navigate something as complicated as grandma's emotions surrounding a silly pair of slippers or a sweater that you got or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But at least don't hold it against them if they're brutally honest and don't know any better.
That's the key point there. That is very much the key point.
I am the opposite of the everybody gets a trophy day thing. I don't believe in that. I do think that there's something to be said for winning and striving to win and what it's like to fail. Michael Jordan talks about it all the time, about not making the JV team, and that motivates him to this day. Aaron Rodgers talks about this, where he didn't get a lot of scholarship offers when he took the scholarship at Cal.
Right.
And then sitting there in that green room getting pick after pick after pick and waiting to be picked when he believed he should be the second or third pick in the draft.
Yep.
That man has won, 4 MVPs? A Super Bowl? Going to go down as one of the greatest of all time?
Yeah.
And still, that chip is just as big on his shoulder. Go ahead and ask Aaron Rodgers his height sometime and see how he reacts to that. Seriously,
right.
He's still this way. It's this guy.
And those are kind of extreme examples of people who, like, to me, it's almost like they're obsessed about it.
Yeah.
But at the same, you know, there is. But still, I mean, that's a great point. You know, that kind of challenge, that kind of, I would say that's healthy competition.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like if you can't fail, then you're not going to know how to win right. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
If you can't, you know, then it means something more and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
It's the same thing with this kind of, it's very similar to this lesson that we have to learn and navigate how to teach, because every kid is different. So every kid's going to learn and pick it up differently. There's no magic bullet for something like this.
Yep.
But it is. Trial and error. It is something where you got to give yourself grace and your partner grace.
Absolutely.
And certainly give the kid grace. Like, let the kid be a kid, because that's where I'm coming to on this, is we all want kids to have a perfect childhood and be kids as long as humanly possible. We're all in on this deal.
Yep.
We all want this as adults. But there is a catch there. There is a line to that.
At the same time, we're doing that, of course, but we're also trying to make them good adults. I mean, we're trying to teach them how to live on their own, and that's the juggling act. That's where you have to try to find where's the middle here in order to let them be a kid, but at the same time, you know, we're not going to be able to take care of them forever.
Yep.
They got to be on their own, so we got to teach them that at the same time. And we all know we're never going to be perfect at that. Every parent knows that.
Right.
So, yeah.
All that adds up, too, to the overall thing of why we have kids, so they can take care of us when we're older. That's the whole reason.
There you go.
That, and so we have a hand, like when we bring groceries into the house.
That's
so we have, like, little hands to help with.
Yeah, you know, child labor, basically. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's our job. We raise these birds to be able to fly, not to be able to stay in the nest their whole lives. We want them to be able to fly.
We do.
It's hard to watch them fly. It's hard to let them go. Heck, it was hard to have my daughter learning how to ride a bike. Like, that was difficult to watch.
Oh, they all are.
It is. Like
those milestones, yeah.
Because like in two days, she'll be driving. You know, in two more days, she'll be out of
the
house.
When did that happen?
But that's the gig. That's the job. And nobody says it's fair. Nobody says it's easy, but that's the gig.
That's the gig.
We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to kick off the next hour with some entertainment news. I want to talk to Seth about his show, about this show him and I are creating, as well as WRCT's production of The Odd Couple.
Yeah,
that got back into gear yesterday. I want to talk about that a little. And plenty of other national headlines to touch on with entertainment, tell you what's new in theaters, new on your small screen this weekend, some of that. Of course, then he writes stories, good stories of the day, and whatever else we can jam into that hour. We got one more hour this week to hang out with you. We're going to do it and have some fun.
Yeah.
And 97.5 F. Well, you know what? Hey, birthday girl Heather, you tell them.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.